Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm
And
Laura.
Laura, guess what? I'm going to Singapore.
You're not. How is it
Yes.
that you can't take me with you?
Oh, I remember you're busy at that
I
time,
know,
right?
that's right. Well, is it true that you can't chew gum there?
I heard about that law. I think it's against the law to chew gum.
Oh, okay. So remember, you can't chew gum in Singapore.
Oh, I'll try not to.
Actually, in many countries, there are actually some strange things that you can't do there. Did you know that 在荷兰，你知道放屁，你是不能
Okay.
放屁的哦，
Oh, I
因
actually
为
like this song.
你在那个 public places like 公共场合，可能大家会怎么样？会把你赶出去，OK？所以你可能要躲到没有人的地方放屁。That's
That's
very
pretty funny.
interesting,
That's really interesting, but that's
right？
a good law that we have. Now, there's a lot more other interesting laws in different countries. So it's really interesting when you go overseas. Just be careful for some of these laws. So let's take a look.
The world's strangest laws.
Every country has laws, but some are very strange. Here are some of the silliest laws from around the world. If you catch a sturgeon in the UK, it belongs to the king or queen. This law began with Edward II 700 years ago, and the police today still care about it. In 2004, a man got in trouble for catching and selling one of these fish. You can't steal an alligator in Louisiana, U.S. If you do, you might go to prison for 10 years. Also, you can't ask a delivery man to deliver pizza to someone without telling them. If you do that, you'll have to pay a fine of $500.
Law. Law. You will break the law if you smoke in restaurants. You will break the law if you smoke in restaurants. Strange. Strange. The book is strange. It doesn't have a cover. The book is strange. It doesn't have a cover. Silly. Silly. It's silly to wear that warm jacket today. It's sunny and hot outside. It's silly to wear that warm jacket today. It's sunny and hot outside. Fine. Fine. If you leave your car on this street, you'll need to pay a fine. If you leave your car on the street, you'll need to pay a fine.
认识智慧.
Sturgeon. Alligator. Prison. Deliver. Delivery man.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. It says every country has laws, but some are very strange.
Like the ones we talked about earlier. 每个国家都有法律，但有些法律非常奇怪耶。这里我们看到了 law。
Right, law spelled LAW, law. Now, a law is a system or set of rules made by a town, state, or country, and it just tells the people of the country what they can or cannot do. If you break the law, you might have to go to jail. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, "You will break the law if you smoke in restaurants." You will break the law if you smoke in restaurants.
Law 就是法律，它是个名词。OK，那你们应该知道 lawyer 是谁呢？就是律师啦。OK，那 law 刚刚有听到 break the law 就是违法，做不合法的事情。For example, stealing is against the law, right? It's illegal，就是偷窃是违法的。那看回刚刚的例句，提到就是说呢，要是你在餐厅里面抽烟，you will break the law，你就犯法了。So we were talking about strange laws,
Oh, that's right. We were looking at some strange laws. Now, strange is spelled STRANGE, strange. Strange is an adjective and it means unusual or unexpected. This is kind of difficult for you to understand. It's usually just not usual. For example, we can say, the book is strange. It doesn't have a cover. The book is strange. It doesn't have a cover.
Okay, strange 这个形容词当然就是奇怪的，所以在口语上我们也可以用 funny or weird, W-E-I-R-D.、
Mm-hmm.
比方像是 he gave me a strange look, 是什么呢？就是他给我一个怪怪的一个眼神，或者是呢，哎，如果你看到一个很奇怪的动物，像是我第一次看到马来貘、
oh.
我就会觉得好怪 ,what a strange looking animal, 这动物也看起来太怪 ,looks kind of like a pig and a bear.
And an
Yeah, something like that. Weird, okay. 或者是呢有时候呢、欸、a strange thing happened to me on my way home.、
Mm.
嗯、这时候的 strange 你也可以用 funny 来代换，就是我回家的路上、欸、一个古怪的事情发生了。那看回刚刚的课文例句，就是说呢，这本书很奇怪。嗯 ，It doesn't have a cover. 它没有封面呢。
嗯 ，That is really strange.
Right.
Because usually books will always have a cover when you see the title. Now we're going to take a look at some strange laws. Here in the article says, here are some of the silliest laws from around the world.
哇，很快我们就来看到呢，就是一些世界各地最荒唐的法律。
Mm-hmm.
And here we see the word silly or the silliest, right?
Right. We're going to take a look at silly first because that's the original form of this word. Silly is spelled S-I-L-L-Y, silly.Silly is an adjective, and it means that something is funny and playful. So when something is silly, it means that it's funny, it's playful, and it makes you laugh. For example, we can take a look at our sample sentence. I can say, it's silly to wear that warm jacket today. It's sunny and hot outside. It's silly to wear that warm jacket today. It's sunny and hot outside.
Silly 这个形容词就是很傻的啦，有时候可能会让你这样很想笑的那种傻哦。Okay, so it's kind of foolish or stupid. Now, sometimes you might make a silly mistake, 就是很蠢的一个小错误。或是如果你听到很傻眼的事情呢，你就可能会说 That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. 我听过最傻眼的事情。那有时候呢，我也很讨厌如果有人问我一个 a silly question. If you ask a silly question, you'll get a silly answer.、
Mm-hmm.
问笨问题就给你一个笨的答案 ，okay? 那有时候口语我们还会说 ，Oh, I can't ask you to do that. 有点客气，就说啊，不能不能，这不好意思让你这样做。那如果你是好朋友，就会说 ，Don't be silly. It's my pleasure. 就是说啊，别傻了，我们是好朋友。What are friends for? 干嘛那么客气？好啦，回到刚刚课文的例句，提到就是呢，今天外面怎么样，又热，太阳又大，穿那件暖和的外套简直太傻了。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we saw the silliest, okay? 所以这就是形容词的最高级。那通常呢，你是比较三个以上的东西。那我们有很多的这个最高级的规则哦。那通常呢，我们可以在形容词的后面哦加上 est， 像是 coldest 最冷的，或者呢，如果它的字尾是 e 的形容词，我们就直接加 st， like nicest， 最好的哦、
oh,
，nice， OK， 对，刚刚他提到 prettiest， 就是如果它的形容词的字尾是子音加 y， 就要去掉 y 再加 ies， iest prettiest， 所以 pretty 变 prettiest。OK， 那如果原本的形容词的字尾三个字母和音标都是子音、母音、子音，就要重复字尾再加 est， 像是 hottest 有两个 t 哦。OK， 那超过三个音节的这个形容词就要在前面加 most。The most beautiful, the most intelligent, right? 那不过还有很多形容词是有不规则的变化 ,OK? 比方像是 bad, worse, worst, 有没有、嗯、它是不规则的或是 good, 然后 better, 还有 best.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's it about 最高级形容词最高级。
There's so much more that we can talk about, but we won't have all the time for
that's
that.
That's true.
Okay, so let's take a look at the first、mm-hmm. law. It says, if you catch a sturgeon in the UK, it belongs to the king or queen. Now,、oh. a sturgeon is basically a type of fish, and actually they use this fish or they use its eggs to make caviar.
Oh, oh, yummy.
So, it's against the law if you do
that. Okay.、Yeah. 所以如果你在英国捉到了一条鲟鱼，这条鱼呢就属于国王或是女王的哦。啊 ,sturgeon, 这个字呢就是鲟鱼。Okay, 那不过呢这里我们要暂停一下，因为呢刚刚的句子有提到 if 引导的这个副词子句的用法，想要知道更多有关这个用法，要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
找亮点。嗨，大家好，我是森林里大动物、小动物们最爱的蝎子啊，总是亮的背下下的白蝎公主啦。自从啊来到西亚人的小木屋、啊、和他们一起住之后啊，我每天都好快乐呢。而且他们对我真的超级好的，做什么事呢都会为我着想。If I feel sad, they can always make me happy.If I'm hungry, they'll cook delicious food for me. Oh, 狼奶在后了。哇哇，刚刚一下子呢就讲了两句 if 开头的句子哦。相信大家也都不陌生咯。意思啊就是如果怎么样怎么样那就怎么样怎么样咯。在生活中啊无时无刻都用得到哦。诶，如果我怎么了，企业人们就会想办法帮我解决问题。像是我刚刚说的 if I feel sad,They can always make me happy. If I feel sad, they can always make me happy. 诶，如果我感到难过啊，他们呢总能让我开心起来。这边呢我们看到一个很简单的规则哦，就是 if 加上主词加上动词，再用一个逗号区隔开来，再加上个主词、助动词和动词，就是呢将 if 放在句首后面呢，接上你假设的这个情况，再来呢加上逗号，逗号后面呢就会接上诶会发生什么样什么样的事情啦。那同学们呢要注意哦，如果你假设的情况呢，这个时候呢你要用现在简单式来表示哦。所以呢我刚刚才会说 If I feel sad, feel 这边呢就是个现在式咯。诶，你以为只有这样子而已吗？才没有呢。If 呢不只可以放在句首，它呢还能放在句中哦，很厉害吧。这样呢就会变成主词加上助动词加上动词，再加上 if 加上主词加动词。诶，可是这时候呢就不需要逗号在中间隔开咯。所以呢刚刚那句啊我们就可以说成 They can always make me happy if I feel sad. They can always make me happy if I feel sad. 知道了吗？诶，不只是逗我开心哦，你知道吗？小人们啊，厨艺的超级棒的。其实啊，白鞋公主我可是个大胃王，我真的超爱吃。我最爱吃什么，你们知道吗？就是 apples 苹果了。饿的时候我可以一次吃掉20颗哦，真的不夸张。好了，不过啊，如果我很饿饿的时候啊，小矮人们也会煮好吃的东西给我吃。If I'm hungry, they'll cook delicious food for me. If I'm hungry, they'll cook delicious food for me. 诶，或者是啊，你也可以说 They'll cook delicious food for me if I'm hungry. They'll cook delicious food for me if I'm hungry. 诶，你们说是不是根本是比我的白马王子还要像暖男呢？What should I do if they go away and leave me one day? 诶，如果他们有天离开我了，我该如何是好啊？不要走，拜托，不要走。 So people use this fish to get caviar, and that's why it's against the law. Now, the article then says, this law began with Edward II 700 years ago, and the police today still care about it.
What? Okay, 所以这项法律呢是起源于700年前，哇，也太久了吧。
I know.
那那时候是爱德华二世的时期，不过到现在 right now, 警察还在执行这条法律耶。
Because it belongs to the king or queen. So, ooh, you better be careful. Next in the article, it says, in 2004, a man got in trouble for catching and selling one of these fish.
Okay, 所以这里就来举例。为什么呢？在2004年，已经不是700多年前了，有一位男子因为捕捉并贩售一条鲟鱼，就惹上麻烦哦。所以这里再来一个小补充，为什么要这样子呢？因为其实在英国的皇室呢是有很多特权，所以在这里呢，比方像是鲟鱼，他们觉得这个比其他鱼更加优秀啊，所以只有我们皇家可以食用。OK, 所以呢我自己知道说原来鲟鱼是这么珍贵的。Now I know.
Okay. Yeah, for example, swans in the UK also belong to the queen.
Wow.
So you can't hurt the swan or else you
can
also...
Can I pat it?
I don't think you want to pet the swan.
Well, I know,
swans
they can
are
attack.
Actually really mean.
I know, they can attack you.
They're beautiful, but they're very mean.
So true. Let's take a look at another example.
Okay, so another law is you can't steal an alligator in Louisiana, U.S.
I don't think we want to.
Yeah, I don't think you want to do that. Now, an alligator is basically a type of large reptile. It has a long body, very sharp teeth, thick skin, and they're very, 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 they're scary as well because they have very sharp teeth and they can bite you. Alligators and crocodiles are kind of similar. They kind of look the same, but here's a quick fun fact. Alligators have a rounder nose. Crocodiles have a sharper nose. So that's to tell the difference between the two animals.
Maybe we can't really tell in cartoons.
Yeah, okay. They draw them all the same.
对呀，在卡通长得好像。所以在美国的路易斯安那州呢，你不能偷鳄鱼，可是谁想偷鳄鱼啊 ？OK， 所以 alligator 就是短吻鳄。OK， 那刚刚 Tiffany 好棒哦，他告诉我们两个差别，就是头部跟鼻子有没有？就是 alligator 的头部比较宽，而且嘴巴比较短跟圆。那通常它是生活在淡水的当中，而 crocodile 头比较窄，然后嘴巴比较尖。OK， sharp，所以它有点像三角锥形。OK， 那通常呢，它是生活在咸水中，所以 crocodile 就是所谓的咸水鳄。
Oh my gosh, so scary.
I'm so smart.
I know. All right, so next in the article says, if you do, you might go to prison for 10 years.
Okay.
Oh, that's a very serious crime. Prison is just basically jail, and it is the place where people go when they break the law.
Okay, 所以如果你真的要偷了这个鳄鱼哦，你可能会因此入狱十年。Prison, 就是监狱。
Next in the article says, also, you can't ask a delivery man to deliver pizza to someone without telling them. So that means if I want to give pizza to Laura, I have to tell the delivery man or else I can get in trouble.
What?
Okay? Yeah, really weird.
Okay.
Delivery man is just a person whose job is to deliver food or other things. When you deliver something, of course, it just means to send or give something to someone. So you can deliver mail, you can deliver groceries, or you can also even deliver a present to someone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. 还有，这个也是蛮怪的。你也不能在没有告诉别人的情况之下让外送员外送 pizza 到他们家。可是他可能是一个
I know. I want to give a surprise. Why can't I do that?
而且是 free pizza. Hello.
It's really weird.
所以 deliver 是什么呢？它是一个动词，就是运送、递送。所以通常我们会看到 delivery man 就是外送员。
So that is a very strange law. It says here, if you do that, you'll have to pay a fine of $500. That's a lot of money. That's around like 20,000 NT dollars.
Okay, so 如果你这么做了
15.
我数学不好，所以我就当做你都是说对的。Okay, 如果你这么做，你就要缴纳$500的罚金
That's
very expensive.
Yes.
Okay, what does this word fine mean?
Well, fine here is a noun. It's spelled F-I-N-E, fine. Okay, this fine does not mean I am fine, how are you, I'm fine. This fine is a noun and it means the money you pay when you break a law or when you break a rule. So if you don't wear your seatbelt in the car, if you drive past a red light, you might have to pay a fine when you break that law. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, if you leave your car on the street, you'll need to pay a fine. If you leave your car on the street, you'll need to pay a fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. No,
no,
我们不是要教你这个啦。这里的 fine 是这个名词哦，它是罚金啊、罚款啦。比方像是呢，诶，如果有人怎么样 speed 或是 speeding, 就是超速 ，you have to pay a heavy fine for speeding. Sometimes 你就可能会被罚很重 ，a heavy fine 就是很重的罚金，或者是你可以用 a fine of 多少钱表示你被罚。多少？像这里是 a fine of $500。好啦，那回到刚刚的例句，提到就是如果你把车子停在这条街上，你就得缴罚金。You need to pay a fine. Okay. Well, that comes to the end of today's article. Very strange laws. Okay.
Really, really strange
laws. Right. Well, now have to go to our wrap-up game. Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Look who it is.
Review time chicken.
The chicken is back. You know what this means? This means I'm going to give you guys a definition. You have to guess the word and beat the chicken. Okay, this word means it's really odd. It's weird. It's not
strange.
Ooh, she's good. Guys have to be faster than that. Okay, this means something, it's silly, it's playful, it's funny, it's very, like this chicken.
Did you just say silly?
Did I?
You did! You're so dumb.
To help them.
Okay, that's okay. A giveaway.
This means that it's the money you pay.
Fine.
Whoa, fine. You win. Okay, the last one is, it's a rule that a country makes.
Law.
Wow.She's really fast. This chicken is fast. All right, so did you guys get all the words correct? I think you guys have to jio for the next one because this chicken is very fast. But that's all the time that we have for today, so we'll see you guys soon.
Bye! Bye.
The World's Strangest Laws.
Every country has laws, but some are very strange. Here are some of the silliest laws from around the world.If you catch a sturgeon in the UK, it belongs to the king or queen. This law began with Edward II 700 years ago, and the police today still care about it. In 2004, a man got in trouble for catching and selling one of these fish. You can't steal an alligator in Louisiana, US. If you do, you might go to prison for 10 years. Also,You can't ask a delivery man to deliver pizza to someone without telling them. If you do that, you'll have to pay a fine of $500.
Law. Law. You will break the law if you smoke in restaurants. You'll break the law if you smoke in restaurants.Strange, strange. The book is strange. It doesn't have a cover. The book is strange. It doesn't have a cover. Silly, silly. It's silly to wear that warm jacket today. It's sunny and hot outside. It's silly to wear that warm jacket today.It's sunny and hot outside. Fine. Fine. If you leave your car on this street, you'll need to pay a fine. If you leave your car on this street, you'll need to pay a fine.
认识字汇
Sturgeon. Alligator.Prison. Deliver. Delivery man.